Crews have been able to contain a new forest fire that ignited in northeast Coquitlam this morning, October 6. Around 8 a.m., local firefighters were called to a blaze on Burke Mountain roughly 0.5 kilometers from the Port Coquitlam and District Hunting and Fishing Club, located on a BC Hydro right-of-way. The fire is suspected to be human-caused, according to the BC Wildfire Service. The municipality said the wildfire grew to 20 by 20 meters by the time it was contained around noon after a perimeter was created. Crews are now working to mop up remaining hotspots in the area. Coquitlam Fire Chief Jim Ogloff added helicopter support from the BC Wildfire Service was called in to dump buckets of water on the flames. "It's definitely unexpected to see wildfires this late in the year," said Ogloff. "People need to be extra careful. No homes or nearby structures are in danger," the city of Coquitlam said, "and no evacuation alerts have been implemented." However, unseasonably warm weather has been hitting the Tri-Cities and Metro Vancouver regions, leading to drier than normal conditions for the fall. Such conditions, along with the season's current rain drought, most likely allowed the human-caused wildfire at Minnetonka Regional Park to spread to 14 hectares in size along the Coquitlam-Port Coquitlam border. As of today, the Metro Vancouver Regional District, MVRD, says the blaze is under control thanks to ground crews and aerial support over the last 48 hours to prevent any further spread. Minnetonka Regional Park will remain closed over the long weekend as firefighting efforts are ongoing, the authority added. Intermittent smoke may be visible from isolated pockets over the course of the operation. Drought drives concerns over water supply. Today, the MVRD said it is extending its Stage 1 lawn watering regulations until October 31st in a bid to conserve the region's drinking water. "We need to ensure our current drinking water supply is preserved until the rain returns," said Save Dhaliwal, chair of the regional body's board of directors, in a statement. "We are increasingly seeing unexpected weather patterns due to climate change, and we can't make assumptions about when the rain will start again." According to Metro's drinking water conservation plan, Stage 1 restrictions mean residents and business have one day a week to water their lawn. What day that is gets determined by property type and address. If using a sprinkler, trees, shrubs and flowers can be watered in the morning. Restrictions don't apply to hand watering, drip irrigation, or any kind of watering using recycled sources, like gray or rainwater collectors, outside of the regional and municipal water system. Edible plants are also exempt from the regulations. Any flouting the laws may be subject to penalties under local municipal bylaws. A spokesperson for Metro Vancouver said reservoir water levels are within normal ranges, and that the extended restrictions are an effort to keep it that way. Stage 1 residential lawn watering allowed even-numbered addresses, Saturdays, automatic watering between 5 a.m. and 7 a.m., and manual watering between 6 a.m. and 9 a.m., odd-numbered addresses, Sundays, automatic watering between 5 a.m. and 7 a.m., and manual watering between 6 a.m. and 9 a.m. Trees, shrubs and flowers can be watered with a sprinkler any day between 5 a.m. and 9 a.m., or any time by hand or using drip irrigation. Stage 1 non-residential lawn watering allowed. Even-numbered addresses, Mondays, automatic watering between 4 a.m. and 6 a.m., and manual watering between 6 a.m. and 9 a.m. Odd-numbered addresses, Tuesdays, automatic watering between 4 a.m. and 6 a.m., and manual watering between 6 a.m. and 9 a.m. Trees, shrubs and flowers can be watered with a sprinkler any day between 4 a.m. and 9 a.m., or any time by hand or using drip irrigation. With files from Stefan Labbe, Glacier Media.